Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Pat Pettinger, and she is from Adair area. Good morning to you, Pat.
Yes, good morning.
You know, Christmas is in the air. We just had Halloween, and we really need to talk about Thanksgiving. But everybody's talking about Christmas, and you're doing that in Adair County also.
Yes, we are doing a play called It's Christmas in Adair County.
Is that an original play?
No, we purchased it off a website called The Skit Guys, but with the purchase, we also received permission to change it. Many times if you pay royalties, you have to do the play as is.
Sure.
This gave us permission to change it as we wanted, so we added a song and we changed the many of the characters' names to local characters.
What fun.
Community characters, we'll call them.
I'm sure there are some real characters there to talk about. And have you had any reaction from those people as yet? Because you haven't performed it yet, but did you have to ask permission?
Well, maybe we should have, but we didn't. I did kind of, when I've been posting on Facebook about it, I did kind of tag some of those people and say,
okay.
You are mentioned in the play, so you'll want to come and watch.
Absolutely.
So, we'll see how it goes.
Okay, and this is a dinner theater, is that, or a dessert theater?
Dessert theater, yep, yep.
And
it used
when?
To be a dinner theater when we first started, but we had to move from the Casey Community Building, since it had burned down a few years ago, to the Casey Visitor Center, which used to be the Catholic Church in Casey, and now they have redone it, repainted it just recently. It's just beautiful in there.
Yes.
And they just don't have the facilities to serve dinner. So
okay.
It's a dessert theater.
So a dessert theater. And you've told us now where it is. And many people around the area may remember it as a Catholic church rather than the community center. And when is it?
It is November 19th. That would be this Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And November 20th, Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Okay. And how can we get tickets?
Tickets are still available. They're $10 in advance and $12 at the door. You can get them at Fay Pharmacy in Adair or from the insurance store in Casey or buy them at the door.
Okay.
Or you can buy them from me.
Track down Pat and she'd be glad to sell you a ticket. So tell us a little more about the storyline. You don't want to give it all away, of course, but tell us a bit about the storyline.
Yes, it is a couple, Ed and Lurleen Jackson, that have a talk show called Live with Ed and Lurleen. And due to a blizzard, it has been moved from the studio to the couple's basement. And there are a couple family members there, Mama of Ed, who harasses them from the upstairs, a niece, some friends, and some guest stars. So it's a comedy, and the total cast, there are eight cast members from eighth grade on up to I won't say how old, and then there's 9 or 10 kids, depending. We have kind of a nativity scene slash children's choir toward the end, and there'll be either 9 or 10, depending on if our littlest one wants to be the angel or not.
Well, that's all.
She might do it and she might not.
Yeah, that's all part of the fun, really.
Yes.
So it sounds like, you know, you can't lose, I think, if you're including children. But also, I think we're just like to see comedies. You know, we need a little lightness in our lives.
That's right. Yep. And we're having fun doing it.
Oh, that's great.
It seems very funny to us. You know, the first many times we went through it, but now it's kind of old, so we're so ready to have an audience that will laugh, and that will make it seem funnier to us again.
Yes, and performing it twice, I'm thinking, with your experience, you know that each performance will be a bit different, and the reactions will be a bit different.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the way it is. Yep.
So, Pat, I understand that this is a group where you've been doing theater for a while, and you had to step up. Well, you wanted to step up and kind of bring that back, and so you're the director of this production.
Yes. This is my second year directing. The group actually started. It's called BKODJ Players, which we made up our name back in 2001, Better Keep Our Day Job Players.
Yes.
And it started in response to 9/11, and some community members wanted to do something as a fundraiser so they could donate to the Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what happened with the very first performance. And since then, for probably 8 or 9 years, there was one dinner theater every year, and in the spring we did a variety show. And then we went through several directors, and for several years no one wanted to do it. And after I retired, I missed it, and several cast members missed it, and so I started it again last year. And this is the second one then since I was the director.
You know,
it's a nonprofit,
okay,
and all our money, besides the first year, which went to the Red Cross, has gone to community things like scholarships. We've donated to the school library and libraries in both Adair and Casey, fire departments in both communities, food pantries in both communities, the fine arts departments at school, and just community needs we kind of base it on now.
So, and I've said this in other instances too, when people come to this, they're having a great time, they're having some great dessert, and they should feel good about where their money's going.
Right, right, yep.
$10,
and yeah, it's totally going, because actually the 4-H group, it's one day is the Grant Sky Eagles, and one day is the Summit Superstars, and they provide the dessert, and they are doing it at no charge as part of their community service, and then our group will probably turn around and make a donation to them, but all the money does go to a good cause. One way or the other.
It's a great thing for the Adair community, and people, as I say, I think feel good about that and should feel good about that. Now, of course, this isn't the only thing happening in Adair County. You have a couple of other things you want to mention?
Right. The first weekend in December, we have our Festival of Trees, and it's sponsored by the Adair Women's Club and the Adair Library. And I believe this is our 21st year. And there usually are at least 40 types of Christmas displays. Might be trees, it might be wreaths, nativity scenes, just anything that people want to come up with. And it's they're done by individuals, by businesses, by community groups, and it's it goes also for scholarships. And over the years, we've given over $20,000
wow.
in scholarships.
Okay. And when and where is that?
Okay, it's at the Adair Community Center on December 3rd. That's a Saturday. It's from 1 to 8. And at that time, there also is Lions Club Soup Supper. And I believe they maybe start about 4 o'clock. And there's also some vendors and crafters in the community center at that time, along with a Santa visit and some, I think, chamber activities. And then the next day, Sunday, December 4th, it's from 11 to 2. And the Grant Sky Eagles 4-H group serves a brunch during that time.
Wow. So it's a really big event. I mean, it's fun to come and walk around and see Christmas trees and Christmas displays, but you have a whole package going on there. So what a fun time on December 3rd and 4th. Now, you've mentioned the community center several times, and we talked a bit about that, but tell us again, where is it located, just in case people don't know?
The community center used to be the bowling alley in Adair, and really it's easy to find if you're on the interstate and you take the Adair exit. It's right off that number 76, I believe. Mm-hmm. And if you're coming in from Highway 6, you will have a little detour. You just follow the detour. But it's out like by the Come and Go and by the Chuck Wagon restaurant, which everybody wants to go to now because they have the best burger in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all out in that area right off the interstate.
Okay. And then that's where the tree event and all of those things are going on. But
yes.
Your theater is at the...
In Casey.
Okay. We got to make sure people understand that.
Yes.
That's in Casey.
Adair is the Festival of Trees, but Casey is the... Casey Visitor Center, and that is where the theater is. Yes.
Okay, great. Well, I know you're inviting folks to come over and enjoy events there in Adair County, and we want to thank you very much, Pat Pettinger, for visiting with us this morning and informing us about those things. So, thanks again, Pat, and until next time, let's all plan to enjoy this special season.